こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先々週の日曜日、ゲームオブスローンズの最終シーズンの放送が開始され、第1話の視聴者数が放送日だけで1740万人を記録したほか、1日で500万回ツイートされるなど話題となっています。海賊版防止サービスを提供するムソによると、第1話が放送されてから24時間以内の間に海賊版が5500万回近く再生されていたことが分かりました。そのうち1000万回は HBO の番組がほとんど提供されていないインドで再生されていたほか、政府の検閲を受けて一部編集されたバージョンしか放送されない中国でも海賊版が500万回再生されていました。HBO が比較的簡単に視聴できるアメリカ国内でも400万回再生されていましたが、大半が番組を公式に視聴することが難しい国外で再生されていることがわかります。
On Sunday, the week before last, the final season of Game of Thrones premiered, with the first episode drawing 17,400,000 viewers and 5 million tweets. According to piracy prevention company Musso,The first episode was pirated nearly 5.5 million times. 10 million of those were in India, where HBO is largely inaccessible, and 5 million from China, where the show is partially censored. While there were some 4 million piracies of the episode in the United States, where HBO is most accessible, it's apparent that most of the piracy is occurring where access is limited or difficult.
So,
is it 55 million? I think、mm-hmm. I'm off by a decimal point.
Yeah, 55 million.
Okay.
あの公式にお金を払って見た人が1740万人で、海賊版が5500万っていうことなので、
うん、
あのまあものすごい数の人がまあ見てるわけなんだけど、大半が非公式に見てるっていうことなんだよね。でしかも結局あの見たくても見れない、お金を払って見たくてもそのチョイスがない人たちが大量に見てるっていうことなので、まあ、いろんなメディアではその海賊版を撲滅するのももちろん大事なんだけれども、一方でその提供さえすればお金を払って見るお客さんがたくさん世界にいるわけで、それをまあミスしてしまってる、機会を損失しちゃってるねっていうのが言われてた。
I thinkPart of the issue is that the price at which they would need to offer their services in certain countries, the pricing is kind of difficult. You know, you'd want it to be cheaper in places like India, perhaps, but then people may use proxies or other services to access that stream from a higher priced region. So that would overall net...could actually lose revenue for you, even though you're selling, you're providing to many more people.
なるほどね。だから多分昔ってそのアメリカでドラマやって、そっから、まあ、字幕つけたり吹き替えつけたり、まあ、宣伝する期間を設けて日本にやって持ってきてとか、で日本でも英語わかる人がいないから字幕とかついてるのをみんなペイシェンリーに待ってるみたいな状況だったと思うんだけど、まあ、今こうやってやっぱり世界中で英語わかる人がいて、別に字幕とか吹き替えとかを待つ必要もないし、でツイッターとかだとライブでどんどんどんどん情報が入ってくるから、もう一番最初に見たいわけじゃん、みんな。じゃないともうスポーツと一緒で後で見てもしょうがないみたいな感じになっちゃう。特にゲームオフトローンズみたいにもう世界中で見てる人がこんだけいて、しかも結構ショッキングな内容。
Is it kind of like how Harry Potter was?
それのもっとなんか、
I'm not feeling it. I haven't watched the episode.
そうだよね。
Was it one episode or they released the whole season?
Oh no, まだ it's once a week だからまだ2話しかやってないけど、あの、
some platforms are like releasing the whole season.
あ、そう、Netflix とかはね一気に出しちゃうけど、これは普通に HBO で毎週やってるやつだから、あの、で、これやっぱり。だからみんな待てないわけよね。だからもう今見たいから、 今お金払って見れるんだったら払うけど、ないんだったらじゃあ海賊版探すしかないみたいな感じになっちゃってると思うんだよね。Mm.
It's always faster, or it always should be faster to pay money.
If it's, 本来はね。
If it's not faster to pay money, that's not going to make sense for
people. そうで今回も多分確かね公式に放送される直前にリークしちゃったんだよね。
Mm.
だからもちろん早く見たい人はそれを見ちゃう人もいるだろうし。
How much money did that person get paid who leaked it?
I don't know. But でもまあだからハリー・ポッターのもっと何倍もすごいバージョンと思ってもらえば。
What is the whole like? Why are you? If there's a spectrum of people that get too excited about Game of Thrones, where on that spectrum are you?
I'm very excited. I'm super excited.
Are you in the top 5% most excited people, or you're not one of those?
そこまでじゃないかもしれないけど、でもこれしかもね、今回シーズン8だからもう8年以上やってるわけじゃん。で、うん、しかも今回シーズン7からシーズン8の間がすごい時間が空いたんだよね。だから2年とか。
うん、
だからめちゃくちゃ待ったわけじゃんみんな。
I didn't notice.
めちゃくちゃ待ってやっとだからもうハイプがすごいわけよ、
うん、
だからこんだけまあ見る人もいるし見れない地域の人はもちろん最終シーズン見たいだろうし
It's really frustrating when you want to watch something、
うん、
but the process doesn't work or it's too difficult or you can't access it or it's region blocked or they've moved it to some other platform or one of these
そうなんだよね、
annoying events
だ簡単に今入ってる、まあ、例えば Amazon とか Netflix とか簡単にすでに入ってるもので見れるんだったらみんな別にそれで見ると思うんだけど、あの例えば Amazon もプラスでお金取られてるわけ、私ウォーキングデッドとかって、だから Amazon プライム払った上に、
うん、
なんか毎週100円とか払って見るみたいな、
うん、
それでもやっぱ払ってるからそんだけ簡単に見れるんだったら別に払うのはそこまで嫌じゃないというかさ。
For...
ただそれはそれが available だからであって、
うん、
例えば今私は The Little Drummer Girl っていう番組すごい見たいのね。でアメリカではとっくにやってるんだけど日本でどうやって見ればいいか分かんないわけ。なんかどこも配信してない多分、
うん、
だから正直日本で見ようとしたら海賊版で見るしか方法がないんだよねみたいになると
見る
No comment but でそうするとやっぱりね海賊版しかチョイスがないってなるとそれを選ぶ人は当然いるだろうしってなっちゃう。
Well, couldn't you get on a plane and travel to the correct region and watch it like a good obedient legal person would?
まあそれか VPN 使うとかでもね。
But that's not legitimate, right? VPN is not
Is that illegal though?
Of course, that's a loophole. Yeah.、
Hmm.
Right? Because you're paying like $2 to someone who isn't providing you that content. And,
right.
And now you have a workaround for their region blocking or whatever,、
hmm.
wherever they intended to provide the content.、
Hmm.
I think that the UN, I don't know who, I think that there should, that companies...on their own initiative should try to offer things on the internet without any region restrictions, without any, it's just here it is. We don't care if you are on the South Pole, Mars, bottom of the ocean, we don't care.
Yeah.
This is how much it is. If you're on Earth, off Earth, it's the same price.
Yeah.
And this is how much it is. And you can watch it on your machine with however many people you can fit in your living room.
Yeah. そうしてほしいよね。でもだからなんだろうね、公式で見た人が1700万人で海賊版が5500万人で結構すごいことじゃない、mm-hmm. どれだけミスしているかっていう。
Well, in the mid-2000s, music piracy was about 1 in 5、
mm-hmm.
So 1 out of 5 people that obtained music on the internet were doing it illegally、
mm-hmm.
1 out of 5
Like、
That's 20%. That's a lot of people.、
Yeah.
I mean, how many people are... I don't know. That's crazy. And then five, six, 7 years later, it reduced to like 1 in 10.
Hmm.
And then it started moving. It was moving towards these more sophisticated, you know, it was like Napster, right? Did you use Napster?
Nope.
Did you use LimeWire?
Yes.
Well, LimeWire.
もう時効です。
And then it kind of moved to torrents.
Yeah.
Torrent clients that, and then.
LimeWire ってまだあるの?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But torrents were, it was a beautiful idea and
yeah.
a wonderful technology. It's like, oh, we can like just
exchange.
If I have a file, then I can share it with you guys, and we
yeah,
can all
yeah.
like, and you would you the machines could track who had the same exact file,
yeah.
and so you could upload small parts of it while downloading small parts from a lot of different people,
yeah,
and everyone shares the load, right? It doesn't require any company to really do anything.
Yeah.
But that beautiful idea is the worst thing in the world for like these records associations
yeah, yeah.
or anyone who's trying to fight for copyright stuff.
Yeah. So, ただやっぱりだからさっき言ったようにスピードが今大事なわけじゃん。もう早く見たい、今見たい。なぜならもう放送してる情報がどんどん海外からも入ってきちゃうわけだから、こう世界同時公開みたいなさ、同じタイミングでやってくれないと、もう見る意味がないぐらいまでの状態っていうのもあるわけで、
yeah,
まあ、あとは時差だけの問題みたいなさ、だから、
But Game of Thrones isn't live, you know?
ただそのみんな公開された瞬間に。例えばアメリカの時差の人たちは見るわけじゃん日曜日の夜そしたら日本の人は月曜日の夜に絶対見るわけじゃん、月曜日に会社行ってで帰ってきてもう超楽しみに見るだから月曜日がもう普通だったら仕事で嫌なのにゲームオブスローンズがあるからもう超楽しみみたいなで
What is this? Like Game of
だからアメリカの日曜日の夜から日本の月曜日の夜まではもう Facebook とか Twitter とかを一切見ないってみんなしてるわけじゃんじゃないとスポイラー見ちゃうことになっちゃうし、アメリカでも放送された直後からもう記事になってるから、あのレビューとかが、もうその辺中に情報がばらまかれちゃうわけじゃんだから今見ないとみたいなでやっぱりそれが楽しかったりするわけじゃんスポーツとかと一緒でこう世界のみんなと同じ話題を共有してるみんなと同じタイミングで同じことにびっくりしたりとか感動したりとかあやばいねこれからどうなるんだろうねとかを言えるみたいな
Actually, I was trying to watch the UFC last weekend but I was in the States and the UFC was they've done a deal with ESPN and before they had been moving their content to their own app streaming appwhich allowed people to pay a monthly fee and kind of get most of the stuff other than the major pay-per-view content.
Right.
But now they've split some of that content off and it's on this different thing, ESPN. So now it's this, now I got to sign up for multiple crap problem. It's like, oh, I'm going to sign up for the UFC app and then I got to, sometimes it's not in the app and I have to go on this ESPN app to watch it and then I got to pay them money too and...
Right.
And it kind of just became a headache.
Yeah.
But MMA is like, it's live. And
so
you're trying to watch it,
so,
you know,
so.
Live. And it's like Overeem versus this Olenek guy. And he's got a crazy Ezekiel choke. And so I'm trying to watch.
Yeah.
But I gave up because I couldn't figure out. It was like asking for my credit card stuff and the ESPN thing.
Okay.
But then it was also asking for my zip code. But that had to be like a U.S.
Right.
address for
right,
the credit
right.
card. And it's like,
yeah.
so you won't let me log into my account in the region where I can pay for stuff.
Right.
I can only log in from a region where I can't
yeah,
pay
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
You know that meme that has the orange haired guy and he's like, take my money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, 本当にその気持ちになるときある。そう。だから金払わせろみたいな。
Like, just take
そう、本当にそう。
Just like throwing bills.
そうそう。 金払わせろっていう気持ちの時あるよね。
So one of my friends just took a video of his TV、
うん、
and, and just sent it to me through like messenger or something
right,
of just、
right.
of just overing the Vietnamese.
本当にそうするしかないね。だからそれはやっぱりこうサービス提供してる側からしてもどうなんだろうっていうのあるよね。だから
something's not lining up right?
Yeah, yeah.
Horribly.
Yeah.
And、I think a lot of the prices are way too high. If you got way more people to pay, you could have way lower prices. There's a lot of people that want to see that would pay if it wasn't... How much is it to watch HBO Game of Thrones? Do you know?
HBO...
Would you know?
HBO Go.
HBO Go. So they have an app thing now? Is that what that is?
They have online service.
That's the go?
Yeah. 何がいくらかもう全、しかもなんか Netflix も知らない間に値段変わってたし。
Hmm.
It's like, and I don't even remember how much I pay for Amazon Video, Amazon Prime Video.
Hmm. Do you think people should be...
It's $14, well, almost $15 per month.
For HBO?
Yeah.
And if you're into watching TV shows, then you probably have HBO and Netflix, and you probably have some other things on there too, right?
Probably Amazon.
And Amazon?
Mm.
Is there anything... What are the major ones that you need in order to stay in the loop and people won't give you weird looks when you don't know about a show?
Netflix?
You have to have HBO, right? Because if you don't know about Game of Thrones, people are going to be like, oh my God, you don't watch...
Oh my God.
You don't watch Game of Thrones.
You're missing out on life.You are, by the way.
No, I went camping in the desert and dealt with family stuff.
No, it's really exciting, though. Like, Harry Potter の時ってさ、そんなになんか、まあ、しかもあれ映画だしね、ちょっと違うけど、ただ今やっぱソーシャルメディアがあるから、こう、例えばエピソードが終わった瞬間に、there are thousands of memes
yeah,
that you only get if you watch it. Right? And not this, like...なんていうのこのインサイドジョーク的なこう世界中の人と内輪ネタで盛り上がれるってやっぱりあのまあバカにしてもいいけどでもある意味すごいなんだろうすごいことじゃん。
I get it though. Like I read Lord of the Rings, and、うん、if everyone read or I don't know if everyone had the same experience as me at the same time、
うん、
when I was that excited about it while I was reading it,
yeah,
then.You know, it would have been cool to exchange memes and like do all this stuff.
だからこうニコニコ動画でコメントガーってみんなが同時のものを見ながら人のコメントを見れるみたいな機能があるわけじゃん。だからもうああいうような気分だよね。要は。
I'm too anti society or something lately. If something's like too like mainstream, I'm kind of like I.I'm attracted to fringier, weirder stuff that、
yeah.
freaks people out if I talk to them about it.
Yeah.
I don't...
なんかその気持ちもわかるんだけど、やっぱりそれをリアルタイムで経験していくと、それの、その良さというかさ、この今の時代ならではの、
mm.
こう、国境とかも超えて、もうみんなで楽しめるものがあるって、やっぱりなんか、すごいことだと思うんだよね。それしかも最終シーズンだしね。しかもね、there are only six episodes this season.
Are there only two types of people?
What? People who watch Game of Thrones or people who don't watch Game of Thrones? No. No, but...
Okay, that's a relief.
It is exciting. And I think, 多分次のエピソードがやばいと思う。
That's what everyone says.
No, I'm serious. 最初のね、2エピソードはちょっとなんか、But, 準備だから助走つけてて次でやばいと思う。
So if someone wanted to give away a portion of their energy to this, could they jump in now and join everyone in real time, or do they need to go back and watch it from season one?
いやそれはそうだよ。
With the midget
yeah,
sex and the CGI wolves.
Yeah, of course.
You have to go all the way back,、
うん、
and you have to watch all of it.、
うん、
and each season is how many episodes?
十何とかかだから、
like、
起きてる時間あだから1日に多分4、5時間とか見れば間に合うかな もう間に合わない。間に合うかな、ギリギリ。
No one has that kind of time.
いや、だからもう無理だね。
So I may just die このまま。
そうだね。
Without watching.
うん。そうだね。まあ、まあ、こういうのってだってそうじゃない？途中から見てわかるもんじゃないじゃん。
うん。
Sitcomとかと違うから。
うん。Something drastic would have to happen for me to start watching this.
しかも they kind ofAssume that you remember all the details from like 7 years ago.
That's what all the people watching it do too.
So, だから and it's pretty complicated.
What's the general plot? So there's like the dragon lady. Oh, actually, I read an interview with Emilia Clarke, the dragon
lady,
girl.
Yes.
About how she experienced.Multiple brain aneurysms.
Ah, right.
And what that was like for her.
Hmm.
And it's very eloquent. She seems to have a very admirable perspective on life.
Hmm.
And I thought it was a great interview, even though I know nothing about the show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start now then.
No, the real situation that she overcame is far more impressive than whatever she's doing.
She's still alive on the show, obviously.
That's good.
That's not a spoiler, I guess.
That's a spoiler.
So, not really, if she's still doing interviews and stuff.
No.
And she's talking about shooting the show and whatnot.まあ、ただこっからだからメインのキャラがもちろんいっぱい死ぬだろうからそれをみんなワクワクしながら誰が生き残るんだろう誰が死ぬんだろうっていうのをやってるんだよ
Is it pretty brutal like most of the shows are now? So people's heads are getting decapitated and they kind of let the scene where you know, their neck arteries are squirting for 3-4 seconds
It's not really gory. They don't really put emphasis on the goriness.
There's a lot of sexual content,
no? It's pretty sexual and まあ結構 cruel なシーンもあるけどそのグロさを売りにしてるわけではないっていうか
They're not avoiding グロさ。
でもそこまで、あの、Walking Dead とかの方が全然グロいよ。
Well, I hope so.
Because
that show is just...
But it's too bad you're not watching it.
I don't have time to watch TV shows.
Well, I don't either. You make time for this. You make time for Game of Thrones. You just have to. But it's kind of impossible with a baby. Like, you can't hear half the show. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, もうだから字幕をつけて字幕を読みながら
You can't wear earphones?
With a baby? No.
Yeah.
How? What? No.
Why?
だってどうするの? You're just gonna ignore your kid?
No, you don't ignore them. You just have like 片方 halfway in.
あのね、
That's how
聞こえないからそれじゃ。No. You gotta see him.
Hmm. But your eyes are glued to the subtitles. No.
Not glued, but like... もうだからその1時間だけは、もうだからご飯食べながら見てんのね。
Mm.
もうそれを同時にやらないと寝る時間になっちゃうから赤ちゃん、mm. だもう無理やりよもうごまかしちょっとはいはいはいはいってこうやってもう抱っこして揺らしながらもう頑張って見るみたいな感じだから全然集中できないけどしかもねこっから
You have to watch it, huh?
そうしかも
How much would it take to get you to not watch the next episode of Game of Thrones?
いや絶対見るでしょしかもだから次のエピソード絶対やばいからしかもあの
Sounds like 病気
しかも今シーズン6話しかない上に1話が1時間半とかだから1回1回がもう映画みたいな状態なわけよ
詳しい
Yeah, so I don't usually get excited with like movies and TV shows そこまででもこれはちょっとさすがにやっぱだって all the time that I've invested right? so many fucking years right?Of course I get excited. これ多分ね見てる人であの今聞いてる人はみんなこうやって超も首もげそうにうなずいてると思うよ。
Well, I'm sorry, I have no clue.
Yeah, too bad. 次、yeah. アメリカ国立衛生研究所のチームがニューイングランドジャーナルオブメディシンに寄稿し、はしかの抗体を持つ人が減少しているために今後大流行する危険があると警告しています。はしかは感染力が大変強く、乳幼児や免疫が低下している人は最悪死に至ることもあります。ワクチンが開発される前は毎年200万から300万人が死亡しており、現在も10万人程度が命を落としています。はしかワクチンは効果と安全性が確認されていますが、近年誤った情報をもとにワクチンを避ける人々が出てきており、その結果ワクチンを接種できない乳児や免疫不全の人はもちろん、社会全体が多大なリスクにさらされています。チームは小児がんのクリニックで1人の子どもから23人に感染が広がり、21% の致死率に至ったケースを紹介し、はしかはワクチンで簡単に防げる上、根絶することも可能であり、そのために社会全体がワクチンを打つことが重要であるとしています。
A team of researchers from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease has published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine cautioning that due to the decreasing number of people carrying measles antibodies, there is an increasing danger of sudden disease outbreak or pandemic. Measles is extremely contagious and can be fatal, especially for those with compromised immune systems, such as infants or the elderly. Between 2 and 3 million people died from measles before the creation of the measles vaccine, and some 100,000 people still die from it every year. While the safety and effectiveness of the measles vaccine has been confirmed, recently people with incorrect information have been avoiding the vaccine, resulting in an increased risk for certain individuals and for society at large. The team highlights a case in which measles spread from one child at a cancer clinic to 23 people and had a fatality rate of 21%. The team suggests that because measles can be prevented with vaccination and even eradicated entirely, it is important that everyone receive the measles vaccines.
そう、2000年にはアメリカで1年間全くはしかの患者が出なかったんだよね。だからもうはしかは根絶できましたって一瞬はなったんだけども、まあ、またどんどんどんどん増えてきて、日本でも今年過去10年間で一番最悪、まあ、どんどん増えちゃって、もうすでに今年だけで400人とか、
うん、
確か超えてるから、でインフルの10倍の感染力って言われていて、一回部屋で下放とか咳したりとかするとそのまま2時間は空気にとどまってしまうんだよね、
うん、
で同じ部屋にいるだけで感染するし、抗体がない人はもうそれ吸っただけでも 100% 感染すると言われてる、うん、だからまあ最近ね、はしかにかかってたの知らなくて千葉から東京往復しちゃったっていう人が出て、まあ、ニュースになってたし、その前も大阪と東京で新幹線乗っちゃったとか、うん、そうするとまあ、同じ車両に乗ってる人は抗体がなければ、まあ、ものすごい確率で感染してしまうんだよね、うん、で、まあ、風邪に似た症状が出た後に高熱と発疹が出て、で、まあ、普通の健康な大人だったら、まあ、1週間ぐらいで治るらしいんだけど、ただそのうち 30% で合併症を併発して肺炎、中耳炎で、悪くなると脳炎とか知能障害、運動障害が残るようなものもあると。で、1000人に1人が死亡するって言われているので。
Among healthy people or just overall?
Yeah, overall.、Mm. だから結構本当に深刻なんだよね。ただ、うちも赤ちゃんいるけど、1歳まではワクチンを打っても抗体が定着しないらしくて、だから国が補助しているのは1歳以降のワクチンなんだよね。だから赤ちゃんはみんな抗体がない状態で過ごしているし、例えば妊婦とかで妊娠した後に、あ、私抗体足りてないって気づいても、妊娠してる間はもうワクチン打てない、
うん、
で、はしかにかかると、まあ、3割から4割の確率で赤ちゃんが、まあ、流産しちゃったり死産になったりしちゃう。だから結構ね、やばい。
What is the prevalence of this vaccine avoidance?Shouldn't we have pretty specific data on this?
日本はもうちょっと複雑で、2006年より前に生まれた人の中で、だから私たちの年代だと、赤ちゃんの時に 1回接種でいいっていうことになってたんだよね。だから1回だけワクチンしてそのまま終わってる。だけど実際は2回打たないときちんと抗体が残ってないっていうことが分かって、だからまあ2006年以降に生まれた人は多分2回接種してちゃんと抗体がある。だからその反ワクチンとかでわざと避けてる人以外でも日本ではちゃんと抗体を持ってない人がまあたくさんいるっていうのが現状なんだよね。
Is there an easy way to determine whether you have sufficient antibodies in your system?
まあまず一つは自分のお母さんに聞いてみるとか、その自分の母子手帳が残ってるはずだから、それを見て、まあ、1回しか打ってないって分かればもう1回打てに行けばいいだけの話だから、まあ、一番簡単。それが全然ないくて分かんない場合でも抗体検査っていうのは簡単にできるんだよね。風疹とかはしかとか、だからそれで抗体が低ければそこで打てばいいし、なんならはしかと風疹って別に抗体があるのに打っちゃっても別に問題はないらしいんだよね。だからもし心配だったらもう打っちゃう。それで間違いない。
What do you think about the trend of more and more parents sort of spacing out vaccines or kind of doing this vaccine timing sort of thing?
ね、私はもう本当に国のおすすめのまんま、で、
What is that? 一気に全部? Or is it?
一気に全部はできないんだけど、検診と合わせてなるべくエフィシエントに打つっていうのはできるんだよね。だから、まあ、多いと最初とか一気に4本は打てるし、何回も行って1回ずつ打つよりは、まあ、ちょっと1回は辛いけど 4本打つとかの方が、まあ、子供の精神的負担は少ないかなと思ってそうやってるけど、私はね。
It's kind of an intimidating premise that everyone would be required to take their childrenTo receive these government-administered mysterious chemical injections, you know, many at a time. And so it kind of has this Orwellian or authoritarian vibe to it, even though, you know, the science doesn't, you know, has no authoritarian intention.
まあ、なんかどういう視点で見るかによるけど、そういう視点もあれば、単純にその子供を守らないといけないから、
うん、
それが、まあ、国から要はクーポンじゃないけど紙が送られてくるのね。でそろそろこのワクチン打ってくださいね。それでそれを持っていけば、まあ、ただで受けられるわけよ、赤ちゃんは、うん、だから普通にありがたいな、ありがたいというか、よかった税金払っててみたいな、
That's because you think is you believe that vaccines, you know, are doing everything they say they're doing and that they're not doing everything that they say they're not doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
だから
So like what is the reason why people in Japan, for example, what is their explanation for avoiding vaccines for their children?
Like,
what do they believe?That is
まあ、そもそもワクチン自体が危険だとか、ワクチンが自閉症を引き起こしてるみたいなミスインフォメーションを持って絶対に打ちたくないみたいな人もいるし、
mm-hmm.
あとはそのワクチンの副反応が怖いっていう理由で打たない、まあ、それは HPV とかもそうだけどね、
mm-hmm.
っていうのもあるんだけど、まあ、要はリスクとベネフィットの問題だから、
mm-hmm.
その副反応なんだ 100% 安全なものってないわけじゃない。だから人によってはもちろん副反応のリスクあるかもしれないとかね、なんかラテックスアレルギーがなんちゃうとかあるかもしれない。だけどそれとそれを打たなかった時に最悪どうなるかっていうのを天秤にかけた時にどっちがいいかっていうのを考えた結果、科学者の人たちとか、まあ、政府とかはワクチンしてくださいねっておすすめしてるわけじゃない、うん、ただそれをやっぱり理解してなくてゼロリスク思考みたいな感じだと逆により大きなリスクを取ってるんだけどそれに気づいてなくてワクチンをしないっていう選択肢に結びついちゃう人はいるよね、やっぱり。だからそのニューヨークでもどっかニューヨーク州のどっかでもさ、ワクチンしてないはしかワクチンしてない子供は公共の場所に連れてこないでくださいってもう禁止になったんだけど、それもやっぱりだから要は 1歳以下の子供とか、まあ、抗がん剤やってる人とかお年寄りとか、まあ、誰でもいいんだけど免疫が弱ってる人とか免疫が弱ってるかワクチンを何かの病気とか持病で受けられない人がやっぱりものすごいリスクにさらされちゃうからなんだよね、
うん、
だそれをやっぱりみんなが理解しないといけないと思う。
How do you think this got started? Well, there's Do you know about the increase in autism rates over the last 10 or 20 years?
Hmm.
And you know that autism rates have increased so dramatically that nobody really has an explanation, a good explanation that can explain the increase in autism rates other than we're just diagnosing more people with autism.
Right.
So it's like the explanation for the increase in the rates is that we've just decided that more people have autism.
Right.
Which hurts the credibility as an explanation for...
Right. So it's...
But I think the explanation for the increase in autism rates not being compelling
right.
has provided fuel for people...
Right.
who are skeptical of the safety of vaccines because the prevalence of vaccines just happens to correlate right, with the prevalence right. of autism.
Right.
Correlate, not causation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, だからその、まあ、まず多分あのそのか、その人の名前忘れちゃったけど、まず最初にさ、そのワクチンが自閉症を引き起こしてるって言ったお医者さんがいたわけじゃない？彼はもう医師免許剥奪されたりとかして、その後あの、まあ、実際その論文が嘘だったっていうのが分かったから、まあ、追放されたわけなんだけど、ただ医師会とか科学界から追放されても彼は今なおそのメッセージを声高に主張し続けていて、やっぱりそういうなんだろうきちんとした論文とかだから捏造とかじゃなくてちゃんとした論文を持ってあの警告してる人っていうのがいない状態でやっぱりこうまあ一つの自分のアジェンダをねみんなにばらまく人がいるからで当然やっぱり親として私もそうだけど自分の子供がいるってなった時にどの薬を飲ませていいのかだから私も医者のこと全部信用してるわけじゃないから、あの何でもググるしあのこの間そういえば熱を出してあの、まあ、タイレノール要はもらったんだよねでもタイレノールちょっと最近さいろいろあるじゃんあの、まあ、エンパシーが下がるとかのペーパーもあったし
That's true for all the, NSAIDs.
そう、yeah. 他にもいろいろあったから
Both on their effectiveness and on their side effects
そうそう
Like we were lied to, wrong, whatever.
そうなんで、そもそも、まあ、解熱剤をね、まあ、使うっていうのが、まあ、絶対使うなとはもちろん言わないし、使った方がいい場面もあるのを理解した上で、あの、これを飲ませるか飲ませないかっていうのは、まあ、親として私がジャッジしなくちゃいけないから、で、やっぱりすごい調べるわけじゃない？だから、自閉症のこととかが心配で調べる親の気持ちはもちろんわかるしワクチン本当に大丈夫って言われてるけど大丈夫なのかなって疑問に思うこと自体も全然わかるだけどただ結局それでじゃあはしかになった時どうなるかっていうことなんだよねそれでだからまあロタウイルスとか何でもいいんだけどあの本当に大変な後遺症が残ったりとかする可能性があってその時に後悔してももう遅いからそれを考えるとあの、まあ、結果どうであれやっぱり正しい情報をみんなが得てほしいっていうのを思うよね
What do you think is going to happen? How do you which direction do you think this is going to go?
まあ日本は一応政府がはしかに関しては国の方針で1回接種ってなっちゃってる世代がいるわけだからそれをまず直さなくちゃいけないだから年代とか性別とかで区切ってたと思うけど一応無料で受けられる券をみんなの家に送ったりとか、mm-hmm.してるんだよね。で、これからゴールデンウィークもあって、さらにオリンピックもある。で、人がすごい移動するわけだから、もう。
People will bring every disease known to man. Yeah.
そう、本当にそうだから、日本では例えばそんなに流行ってないようなものでも海外から持ってこられちゃう場合もあるし、まあその逆もあるだろうし。だから、あの、結局。
どうなる？ Do you think everyone's...
みんなもうワクチン打って本当に
And it's not compelling. People aren't being compelled. You were telling me earlier about the Flat Earth documentary yeah, yeah. that you saw. Now, not believing in Flat Earth is a lot easier than what, you know, we're complaining about here with vaccines.
Yeah.
Much easier, right?
難しいのはやっぱりその普通の人、普通に暮らしてて何も困ってない人がその菌を、その病気を媒介する可能性があるんだけど、その人自身がそんなに困らないかもしれないから行かなくていいやって思う人が多分いっぱいいるんだよね。
I think the main problem, well, I don't know if it's the main problem, but what we could do that would for sure help, and help not just these people, but help prevent a pandemic and also help people with autism, is more research on autism and the causes of autism and what's going on. No one really understands what is causing
autism. Yeah, 世界中でそれをね研究してる人はいるけど、だこの間その。なんだっけ結局妊娠してる間に何かしらに感染することによって若干その数値が上がってるとかね、
うん、
でそれがしかも感染の強度強弱には関係ない、うん、だから要はインフルエンザでめちゃくちゃ高熱が出た場合でも膀胱炎とかなんかしょうもないやつで一瞬で治ったやつとかでも実はあまり差がなくて感染の有無で結構ちょっと違うかもとか、うん、まあいろいろ分かってきてることはあるけどまだねまだまだ全然分かってないから、
But、the mystery about autism makes the issue less compelling for scientists and for medical authorities I think because if you don't know what is causing this and then some people are saying well maybe this is causing that and then we can only sayThat's not causing this. That's not causing autism. But we can't really tell you what is.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
well, okay, you know. So it's not that compelling.
Yeah.
And I think we.
そこもやっぱり科学リテラシーみたいなのが問われるところで、そのなんだろう、わからないことってもちろんあって、科学者でもお医者さんでもわからないことっていうのは実はたくさんあって、それを研究している人たちもたくさんいて、ただその分かってることと。わからないことと事実と事実じゃないこと。
But scientific literacy is not happening. That's not a realistic aspiration. If we want to prevent global pandemic disease, we need to have a more compelling presentation without scientific literacy. Right?
まあね、本当はね。
Because I think it's people are there's flat earthers.
Yeah.
We got to lower our expectations a little bit and appropriately manage the problem and not point fingers. Otherwise, it will yeah. end very badly.
あとまあそのワクチンどうこう以前にまずできること、まあインフルエンザの時とかもそうなんだけど、結局あれなんかちょっとおかしいなって思った時に公共交通機関を絶対に使わないとかね。特にはしかなんて本当に同じ車両に妊婦さんとかがんの人とかいたらもう一巻の終わりなわけだから。Mm.バスとか電車にまず乗らないとかあれおかしいなって思った時にいきなり病院に行くんじゃなくてまず電話するで自分の症状を伝えたら病院も準備できるから、
うん、
だからそういうこう細かいけど感染症についての対策に関してのもうベーシックな部分を、
うん、
やっぱり分かってない人も結構多いから
Yeah, the vast majority for sure
だから電車に乗ったら例えば全然こうやってねカバーもしないで咳してるおじさんが昨日二人いたんだけど、
yeah.
そういうところ、まあ、そういうちっちゃいところからやっぱり、
yeah. No, but I blame myself for not wearing a mask when that happens、
mm.
Like if I'm on the train and someone's coughing next to me I'm like、
yeah.
What the、I should have been wearing I should have known Like I should just expect this
そういうところでやっぱり結構差がついてくると思うんだよね
Do youThink we're headed towards a global disease pandemic? Certainly, if vaccine avoidance continues to increase,
oh yeah, for sure.
Then it introduces the possibility of certain diseases like measles、
うん、
reintroducing themselves.
そうでこれがやっぱ難しいところって 自分が例えばはしかなり、まあ、インフルエンザなりを、まあ、じゃあインフルだけど会社行っちゃえとか言って電車乗るじゃん。で人に移すわけじゃん、
うん、
でその人は会社行って、あ、やっぱインフルでした、家帰ろう、また電車乗って家帰ります。その間に移した人が例えば本当に、じゃあその間抗がん剤できなくなっちゃったとか、じゃあもう妊婦さんだけどインフルエンザになっちゃったとか、それで何か誰か死んだりとかしてても本人は気づかないわけじゃん。だ間接的に人殺してるんだけど、yeah. 気づいてないから特にそれが問題視されてないっていう。だから
It's not accounted for.
そうだからこう、right. やんわりとさ、なんか、あ、もう風邪だったら会社ちゃんと休みましょうねぐらいで済んでるわけじゃん、
mm.
そのすごい怒鳴られたりとか泣きながらこう怒られたりすることがないから、あんまりこうみんなの意識として、まあ私自身もそうだし、そこまで思ってないと思うんだけど普段は。ただ、
well, mm.
やっぱり自分が妊娠した時に初めてはしかのことを考えて、あの風疹はねもう抗体持ってるって分かってたんだけど、はしかも気をつけなきゃいけないっていうのを私は正直勉強不足で知らなかったから、妊娠してからはしかにかかると危ないっていうのを知ったのね。で私はもう抗体持ってると思い込んでたの、まあ、うちのお母さんワクチンしてくれてたの、ね、そしたら私もその1回接種の世代に引っかかってるっていうことを後から分かって、もうブルブルしながら10ヶ月間過ごすわけじゃん。はしかが出ました出ましたってニュースで見て、かかったらやばいか、もう家に引きこもるしかない、だからインフルの時期はもう家から出ないとかね。
It's like the,
はしかのが出たって言ったらもう電車とか絶対乗らないにしようとか、
ジーカとか、
あ、そうジーカもあったし、そう、
and, what was it? Was at Yogi Koen. They had
dengue 熱とかね、そうそうそう。でやっぱりその時にこう自分一人成人で別にね免疫不全でもないし、まあ、かかったらかかってなんか薬でも飲めばいいやみたいな、インフルのね、まあ、嫌だけど別に死ぬわけじゃないやっていうのと、やっぱりお腹の中で子供が死んじゃうかもしれないとかさ、障害が出ちゃうかもしれないとか、
うん、
でそれが例えば自分があの時電車に乗らなければみたいな、すごい嫌なわけじゃん。
Well, we have no reference for understanding what it's like to have a compromised immune system, and we don't understand、
ね、
how easily diseases are actually transmitted.
そう、本当にそう。
But if you're dealing with someone that has a compromised immune system, there's an entire training protocol, and it's likeEveryone has to wear masks all the time.、
Yeah.
Everything is sterilized、ね、all the time.
Not,
you're not bringing random people around.、
Yeah.
If anyone sniffles, they、
right.
are moved to quarantine.
あとそのやっぱり抗がん剤や、まあ、今ね、がんの人もいっぱいいて、抗がん剤やってる人も会社にも行ってる。もちろん満員電車に乗らなきゃいけないこともたくさんあるし。だからそういう、まあ、あとね、私が前から思ってるのは、あの優先席あるじゃない。
Well,
あそこでこう、mm.感染症の人はあそこに座っちゃいけないと思うわけ。なぜならあそこに弱い人が集まってるから、老人とか妊婦さんとか。だけどたまにあそこに座ってめちゃくちゃ咳したり鼻水出してなんか熱で辛そうな人とか座ってて、
there are a lot of people that have to travel who are not immunocompromised, but they are caretakers for people who are immunocompromised、
うん、そうだね、それもあるよ
ね。 And they cannotget sick is extremely disruptive、
ね、そうだよね。なんか前にこの話した時も、その息子さんが今抗がん剤やってるって人がツイッターで話しかけてくれて、だからそういうお母さんとかもね、もちろんとか家族みんな一緒に暮らしてたらその人たちもかかっちゃいけない。だから、まあ、結構ね深刻な問題なんだけど、日本はあんまりその感染症に関しての、 まあ、感染症対策についてあんまりなんだろう、周知が徹底されてないみたいな、よく言われるじゃん。マスクはみんなするけど、
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but
people in America are just sneezing on their hands like they're six
yeah,
years、
gross.
old, and then、
yeah.
they're, you know.
I'm sorry, but that's gross.
And then it's on the doorknob, and
yeah.
But I think Tokyo is especially vulnerable because a lot of flights come through here, and、
yeah.
The trains are quite crowded,、
mm.
and people are packed quite closely together.
そうで、はしかはね、あの男性の患者数の方がもう何倍も多いんだよね。まあそれはなんでか分からんけど、まあ、
うん、
普通にラッシュアワーとか乗ってる人が多いからかな、知らんけど、まあだから、うん、あの本当に一瞬でワクチン終わるから、ぜひ打ってほしい。今本当に 増えてるから感染してる人が、
うん、
ゴールデンウィークもあるしね。もうちょっと
今日はしかないけど。There are some experiments upcoming for Japan, huh? Some large scale experiments are coming.
Yeah, and I was thinking about the Olympics the other day. Like I was taking my baby to his gym class, and なんか電車とかどんだけ混んだりとかするのかなみたいな。なんかどうなっちゃうんだろうって思って、めちゃくちゃ困る。
Some of the trains are so brutal.
And I have a stroller, じゃん。だから、まあ、山手線とかはね、あのここにベビーカー置いていいですよっていう色分けされてるじゃん。だからもうめちゃくちゃ乗りやすいんだけど。
You're traveling within Tokyo, because you live here.
Yeah.
A lot of people travel, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
From just outside of Tokyo, and they're in a train that they're in one train car that has like probably 1,000 people, like some insane number of people end up getting on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah.
And so you've been exposed to the exhalation of how many hundred people by the time you actually get to Tokyo, and then you get off the train and it's not much better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to your office and you know people are there are just sneezing and sniffling and then you get back on, you know, some whatever horrible train it is, Odakyu or whatever, and you're going back out, right?
Can we all just work from home, please? Let's just stay.
It'll take another
our home. 次、ペンシルベニア州立大学の研究で、Siri のように人間と対話をするチャットボットについて、人間らしさをアピールするほど簡単にがっかりされる確率が高くなることが分かりました。実験では141人の被験者にオンラインでプレゼント用のデジタルカメラを購入してもらい、ライブチャットでお店の人と対話してもらいました。その際、相手が人間なのかチャットボットなのかが表示され、スクリーンには人間型のアバターかただの吹き出しが登場します。対話中に被験者の言葉をリピートする場合としない場合で印象の違いを検証しました。人間らしさをアピールしているチャットボットはそうでないチャットボットに比べ双方向のコミュニケーションに対する期待値が高くなり、その結果対話がうまくいかないとすぐにがっかりされる傾向にありました。一方、人間らしさがないチャットボットの場合は質問をきちんと認識したことを見せるだけで対話できているとみなされていました。
In a study by Pennsylvania UniversityChatbot assistants like Siri were found to be more disappointing the more they tried to appear human-like. In the experiment, 141 subjects were asked to purchase a digital camera as a gift online and enter a live chat with a store employee. On the screen, it was indicated whether they were interacting with a human or a machine, and either a human avatar was shown speaking or only speech bubbles were shown.The researchers then evaluated how subjects responded to having their words repeated by the assistant. They found that chatbots which try to seem human significantly raised the subject's expectations, causing them to become more disappointed if the conversation did not go well. On the other hand, chatbots which did not try to seem human prompted lower expectations and were considered successful as long as they recorded subjects' answers.
Repeated, ね。だからこう、これはいくらですかって聞かれたときに、多分あ値段ですね、それはいくらですみたいな、こう、一泊ちょっと置いてリピートするだけで、おおちゃんと分かってるじゃんみたいな、でこれ実験は実は向こう側にいるのは全部人間だったらしいんだけど、
Are they talking like robots a little bit or
probably、まあ、スクリプトがあってそれに沿ってやったんじゃない、
So the subjects didn't know that they were all human.
そう、もちろん被験者はそれを気づかなかったんだけど、まあ、こういう Siri とかアシスタントっていうのはすごい増えているし、使っている人も増えているし、で開発者側っていうのはやっぱりそういうアシスタントに人間っぽい名前をつけたりアバターをつけたりして、こう人間らしさをアピールしてる。ただその結果それが期待値を上げることにつながってがっかり度が増してるよっていう話。まあ、なんか私が Siri にいちいちイライラするのもそれもあるかなって思う。やっぱり人間の声を出して、なんかこう俺喋れるぜみたいな感じを醸し出してるのにちゃんと分かってくれないから、ムーってなる。
Maybe it sounds too natural. そうそう given what its capabilities、うん、
だから私はロボットですみたいな感じのすごいぎこちない喋り方だったら確かにあんまりちゃんと通じなくてもまあしょうがないかって思うかもなって思う
Is that an option? A less disappointing option for 、ね、Siri? Like can you set it to robot voice?
ね、そうしたらこっちのストレスも低減されるかな、
hmm. It sounds similar to the Uncanny Valley.
そうだね
It's like too close to human, part of it, but then it's not.
そうだね
So it's like, oh,
yeah, がっかり
get away from me.
Yeah.まあ、それはそうかもね、
うん、
だからせっかく人間らしい感じにしてるのにそれがこう逆効果をもたらしてるみたいな
And I think we're overly impressed by things that act human but don't look human、
うん、
like Pixar or something right? If there's、うん、like a little
そうだねだから R2D2 みたいな感じだったらこう、
うん、
おおってなるんじゃない
でもこの前のピカチュウはちょっと違和感あったじゃん。
ピカ
The talking Pikachu in the live action movie? Or did that turn out to be popular?
I don't know. でもあれ、え、あれはちょっと違う問題じゃないの
Well,
あれは、あ、でも見た目がってこと。え、どういうこと
It sounded like a regular guy. Like it sounded、yeah. too human and not enough Pikachu-like. Because it was just Ryan Reynolds, like、yeah. 50-year-old.
Right.、
Guy.
Is he 50?
Isn't that what we said?
そうだっけ?
Weren't we shocked at how old he was?
Oh, God.
Maybe he's not 50. He's probably
40. 私の記憶力がやばい。42歳。
Basically 50.
めっちゃ持ってるじゃん。全然違うじゃん。
Basically 50.
そっか。
In 8 years, this will be true.
ね、確かにあの映画どうだったの? てかもうやったの?
I think so.
Ah, okay.
So you didn't watch it?
No.
Hmm.
Why would I?
It's Pokemon.
So?
I used to love Pokemon way more than like anything. I loved it.
私も好きだったよ
But now it's like the
My, It's、Pokemon. Been around forever. Like too long. So
Yeah.
あの、もうやってなかったら逆に愛着あると思わない?わかる?あ、懐かしいみたいな、mm. Oh wow, Pokemon ってあったよねでなんか愛を持って言えると思うんだけどまだ普通にバリバリ現役すぎてなんかそんなにこう別に懐かしいとかでもないし
それあると思う There's too much supply And、うん、there's enough Pokemon stuff now that even if they stopped
そうだ、ね、
you could like go back and like watch all this stuff that's piled up
だセーラームーンとかはもうちょっとラブもらってるじゃん
Is it?、
うん、
right now?、
うん
hmm.
結構なんかグッズとかもまたリバイブしたりとか
こう
セーラームーンのなんか展示会とかやったら人が行くみたいな、huh. あれはやっぱりこうもうバリバリ現役じゃないし今の子たちは知らないからやっぱりうわ懐かしいっていうバリューがあるんだよ、
hmm. I don't know how I feel I mean I like things that are 懐かしい but、hmm. I have a weird feeling about it too I feel like it's kind of indulgentand unproductive and I feel old and I'm like
so it's negative
you contrast it to like the music that's coming out now or something it's like oh everything is gone to shit no don't you feel that a little bit though when you like even kids、mm. toys and stuff like I feel like the stuff that was around when we were kids was so much cooler like stuff
like what
We had like, when I was a kid, we had ice cream trucks that would drive by. This is when I was living in the States.
Yeah.
And they would have something called poppers.、
Hmm.
And they're these little tissue balls that have sawdust and gunpowder inside.、
Hmm.
And kids who are like, I'm like six or something, I'm playing with these. and you, it's just these little twisted things with gunpowder and you're just throwing them and they like,explode when they hit the ground
whoa
and so kids are like throwing these things at each other and
regulation
they're literally exploding I don't know
good and old 90s
everything was just
dangerous
it's cooler
more dangerous I yeah I don't know
because I see so many kids not that many, but some kids, like childhoods now, you know, when they're like 4, 5, 6, and like the stuff they're watching and the stuff, it's so lame. But that's just my personal, like,
I don't know.
It's just so unbelievably, it's so lame. It's so crazy lame.
Like what?
Just like all this fluffy.
Peppa the Pig? Yeah. Are you calling Peppa the Pig lame? Please don't.
Peppa the Pig. I don't know who Peppa the Pig is.
I
don't know.
でも結構おもちゃとかだと私が子供の頃って紙粘土だったからすぐ固まっちゃうし、うん、もうなんか急がないといけなかったじゃん、あ乾いちゃう乾いちゃうみたいな、
うん、
でも今って工業用粘土みたいなもうずっと固まらない、しかもすごいカラフルでとかさ、そういうの見ると、うん、ああ今の子はいいなって思うけどね、普通にあの紙粘土のこのパサパサになった感じとか悲しいじゃん。
Yeah, that's better.
Why?
I like that better.
See, that's where you're old.
Yeah.
That's what old people always say, right?
Like Mini Yonku is really cool.
And
you use your brain and you understand electric motors, you understand torque, acceleration, you understand radiative cooling and traction and all of these, you know, lubricating bearings, friction, and you're making something and you're using your brain. Like all this, I don't know, yokai wochi or whatever is going on. Like I was talking to my dad and he's telling me how kids used to build like model rockets. And you would install a rocket motor and you'd put it on a you know, you'd attach it to this vertical rod and there'd be a mechanism for deploying a parachute and all this. This is, I mean, like rocket science, you know, it's like Mr. Wizard. I don't know if you know who Mr. Wizard is. It's just like this kid's like science show, but it's just moved too much towards entertainment for entertainment's sake. It's just too colorful and like, it's not grounded. I mean, I'm not an expert on what kids are watching these days, but this is just the sense that I get. Just, I feel like, you know how older people know how to do more hands-on stuff, like fix things and just, you know, handiwork or repair things. Nobody repairs anything anymore.
Yeah.
You just buy a new one.
Right, unless you're French. Or something. Yeah, actually my mom's friend who's like a teacher? Hoikushi, I don't really know. But she apparently she said like omocha ga ari sugiru to yappari nanka creativity ga tsukau space ga nai jan. Dakara ko omocha wo ippai ageru yori mo cardboard boxes toka nanka kami toka wo agete jibun de nanka you have to come up with. You know, yeah,
don't they say like creativity is born of limitation or something?
あ、そうそう。だからそれは確かにいいなと思って、でももうちょっと大きくなった時に、なんかそういうふうに自分でなんか作ってみるとかをやらせた方がいいかなと思ってるけど。
Like, do you think kids are sitting down and playing with like little, I don't know, like you have like a fire truck or you have what's the train thing called? I forgot what it's called.
Tomica?
You have the blue track. Yeah,
Prareru.
But there was so much imagination when I was a kid with my friends. Like we were playing with something very simple.
Right.
But you end up playing like all these crazy things are happening and it's all in the kids' imaginations and the kids kind of create this shared world.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a disagreement about, you know, which doll is stronger or something.
Right.
But it's just moved so much towards Maikura that I'm concerned. I don't know if I should be concerned.
But you need creativity to play with Minecraft too, right? Because there's no rules, basically, right? I mean, you can do
But it's more
anything.
Self-oriented. There's less of a notion of fair play. There's less of kind of learning the lines of what other people feel like is fair and still fun to keep
playing.
I
feel like Predator is the same thing. I mean, it's not like you're competing against each other, right? So it's not really
about... You could race trains.
I guess. Oh, by the way, my baby, お人形デビューしたの、この間。なんか区の施設で、ポポちゃんっていうさ。
ポポちゃん。
そう、多分知ってる人多いと思うけど、こういう赤ちゃんの人形があって、それデビューした。
ポポちゃんっていうの。Isn't it Popo? Popo? Popo is Pokemon?
That's Popo with ちっちゃい2でしょ。これはポポちゃん。
ポポちゃん。
そう、ポポちゃん。なんかミルクとか飲む赤ちゃんの人形あるじゃん。なんか目がさ、こうやって開いたり閉じたりするやつあるじゃん。
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that. It's creepy.
そうそう。それを
なんか。The eyes always look...
Dead?
The eyelids are like just gravitationally oriented, right?
あ、そうそうそう。なんか前向くと開くし。
うん。
そう、それをこの間なんか持って髪の毛引っ張ってた。
うん。How long is the hair?
結構短い。すごいなんかショートヘアだった。
Huh.
うん。次。
On Monday, Tesla revealed technical details about their full self-driving computer during a 2.5-hour presentation hosted by Elon Musk.And three of Tesla's autonomy engineers. The FSD computer operates two redundant parallel neural networks which perform object recognition and path planning based on a video input and generate pedal and steering angle outputs. The system uses visual data from 8 cameras covering 360 degrees, augmented with GPS, sonar, and occlusion penetrating radar to generate a vector space simulating the environment. Path planning is based on predictive drivable space,which is increasingly determined holistically by the neural net's pattern recognition rather than from explicit rules or instructions. Tesla says this is possible due to large data sets obtained from active vehicles, as well as observation of human driving, data from human interventions on autonomous driving, and case-specific software heuristics. Such software will be subsumed by the neural net over time. According to Musk, Tesla's SFD computer...is included in all currently sold vehicles and will enable a fleet of over 1 million electric cars to operate as an autonomous taxi network by the end of next year, provided regulatory approval. The chip has 6 billion transistors and can perform 144 trillion operations per second with a batch size of 1, minimizing latency, and process 2,300 frames per second while consuming around 100 watts of energy.So far, Tesla's Navigate on Autopilot feature has been used to drive over 70 million miles and now performs over 100,000 automated lane changes on the highway every day.
今週月曜日、テスラのイーロン・マスク氏がプレゼンテーションを行い、完全自動運転用のコンピューター、いわゆる FSD コンピューターの技術的詳細を明らかにしました。FSD コンピューターは2つのニューラルネットワークを並行的に駆使してカメラの映像をもとに物体認識と経路設計を行いペダルとハンドルを操作します。カメラは車体から360度を見渡す8台で GPS、ソナー、レーダーを搭載し実際の環境を再現したベクトル空間を作り出します。経路設計は車線や車が入れるスペースを事前に教えておく代わりにこれまでに得た大量のデータをもとにニューラルネットワークのパターン認識を使って把握していきます。マスク氏によるとテスラの FSD コンピューターは現在販売されているテスラ社すべてに搭載されており政府の許可が得られれば来年末までに100万台以上を使って完全自動運転のタクシーサービスを提供することが可能だとのことです。現時点でテスラのオートパイロット機能の利用は7000万マイルを超えており自動の車線変更は毎日10万回行われています。
Yep.
すごいね。タクシー。
Did you see it?
No. See what?
The presentation.
The presentation? No. まあ何せ何も聞こえないから。
It's pretty long.
Okay. 今まさに今週、まあ先週今週すごい事故が多かったじゃない?運転してる側のミスで、まあ、子供がひかれて死んじゃうみたいな、
うん、
それでやっぱり、まあ、ここに完全自動運転とまではいかなくても自動でブレーキを踏んでくれる機能とかがついていれば、まあ、これは防げたんじゃないかっていう、うん、話とかも出てきていて、まあ、もちろんそれは本当にそうだと思うから そういう事故が多い、まあ、しかも日本は高齢化してるからやっぱり今後も、ね、変なところ逆走したりなんかちゃんと分かってないで運転しちゃったりする高齢者が、まあ、増えることはあっても減ることはないって考えると、まあ、こういうふうに自動運転の技術がどんどん進んでどっかしらの時点で多くの人にアクセスボーになるといいなと思うけど単純に、
うん、Yeah The self-driving capability right now is not yet feature complete.
Hmm.
So they're still developing it. It's just they're predicting that by the end of, at some point next year, you will be able to sleep in your Tesla and not have to worry about having an accident. And then within a few months of that happening, they're expecting to get regulatory approval. But the rate of improvement of this system is pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Largely because Tesla is operating a very large fleet of vehicles around the world, and all of them are uploading their data to the cloud. So they get all the data from the cars, watching other cars, driver interventions, and it's a very different approach than what most of the other car companies are doing.
だからやっぱりずっと自動運転、完全自動運転にするためにはやっぱり道をまず変えないといけない、と言ってたわけじゃない。で、その道の線をもっとはっきり引かないといけないとか、車にも分かるように。で、それをやるってなると全部の道でやらないといけないからもう何年もかかってそんなにすぐできないだろうって言われてたけど、まあ全然そんなことないっていう。すごいよね、本当にスピードが。
Some people are still arguing that you do need to modify all the roads, and you do need. Most companies would argue that that's partly necessary. Some companies are arguing that geofencing is necessary. There's something known as HD maps, which some companies are pursuing. I think, like GM, for example, I think is pursuing that. But their idea is to use very high-definition maps of the environment combined with GPS to try to preload the environment that the car is going to interact with. Elon's argument is there's too many edge cases where the environment could change and differ from that map, either because of construction or some freak accident or a car rolled over or something unpredictable. And that's why HD maps are not a long-term viable solution for full autonomy. So there are, Tesla believes that the approaches that most of the other companies are taking will have decent results in the medium term, but very little beyond that in the long term. And it's partly because they would be more dependent on sort of explicit heuristics or instructions rather than what Tesla is doing, which is they want the neural network to eliminate software. And the software is only there until the neural net has learned well enough that they don't need the instruction there anymore.
Because
they want it to be as adaptable as possible. So they don't, the car is not steered, you know, within the driving lanes. The driving lanes are a reference, but they're not a rule. Because especially in Japan, you have to go outside of the, you're all over the place because people park all over the place. And taxis drive like shit, especially. But I mean, that won't be a problem for much longer, unfortunately for them. But yeah, rather than strict, explicit rules, they have something that they define as a drivable space. And that just means where can the car physically go without hitting something,
right?
To get where you're trying to go.
まあ人間もそうやってるわけでしょ、要は。その、もちろんその車線の中にとどまらなきゃいけないっていうのを認識してるけど、たまにはその大きいトラックが駐車してたりして、じゃあずれてあっちの車線に若干ね寄っていかなきゃいけないとか。そういう例外を、まあ、普通に認識してみんな運転してるわけで、それと同じことを車がやってくれるんだったらそれが一番手っ取り早いってことだよね。
Well, the neural net has learned a lot of things that are quite counterintuitive that we're not even that aware that we're doing. But like when it pulls out into a road, Sometimes the stop line is too far back, so you can't see it. So you stop once and then you pull out and so you can see oncoming cars.
Right.
The placement of the car's sensors means that it has superior visibility to human beings and simultaneously in multiple directions. But it does a very similar thing to human beings in that it will roll out and get a good look. And it can even reverse back in a little bit if that seems safer. But this is a very human thing that we do that is not explicit or not a clear, you know, it's just the neural net is learning to drive like a human because humans are neural nets. And Elon stated during his presentation that you can think of human beings as a camera on a slow gimbal. So we have a camera, you know, with our two eyes. We can't focus in multiple places at once. So we have a camera, and then we have a neck. And then the neck allows you to point the camera in different directions. So the neural net, actually, one of the engineers commented that the neural net had learned that if a driver had looked over their shoulder, that the probability of them trying to cut in would increase. So that the neural net is making predictions about what other humans are going to do.
Right.
I'm afraid that eventually the Tesla self-driving AI will know that you are thinking about moving over before you realize that you're thinking about moving over.
Right, right.
I mean, it's gonna
possible. Yeah,
it'll get to like a mind reading level because we have subtle physical cues that can reveal what we're thinking before we're even aware that we're thinking about it.
Yeah. So down that. That's yeah, もう早く来てほしい。
Do you think this is going to happen? A lot of people think this is not going to happen.
What?
That, well, the media, as usual, you know, is not kind to Tesla or Elon. And so they make it sound like this is a disaster. It's not going to work. The timeline is unrealistic. This is Elon time, if not further away. And also the fact that Tesla is, Elon summarized this initiative as basically central to their cost structure. So they are spending a lot of money making a huge bet on AI. And so someone's wrong. Someone's wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to find out who's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's definitely
wrong. Plus, when it comes to this issue, do you want Elon time or Hawaii time, right? I want Elon time. Even if
Which
it's a bit
later?
Off.
Which one's later?
Well, Hawaii, obviously. Yeah. But, you know.
If this is true, though, what do you think will happen to, you know, Mitsubishi and Daihatsu and Subaru and Honda and Toyota and like if anything,
I was waiting.
If anything about this is true, what do you think is going to happen? Because everyone's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If this is true. Everyone's doing the wrong thing. And they're not even close to just the electric car part. I mean, the Tesla Model S came out in 2012, 7 years ago. And to this day, there isn't a single car manufacturer that has made an electric car that is even slightly close to the Model S. That was what year is it? It's 2019, right? That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
I 私たちが生まれあ子供の時だっけ、ビデオでも同じようなことがあったでしょ、カセットってビデオデッキ、ブルーレイと DVD みたいな、だからそういうようなことって何回もあるわけじゃん、だから、ただ、ね、I think well I'm biased
if this happens
so
this, they're saying next yearOkay, so next year, if that's next year, the employment problem is already going to go through the roof. Nobody's ever seen. Nobody has ever seen the number of truckers and the number of towns that are truck stops in the United States. I mean, it will happen in the United States first.
Yeah.
And then it will start to happen elsewhere. But if this is true, I mean, this is either true or Tesla will likely go out of business. At this level of expenditure, if they cannot realize full self-driving on this timeline, it would be devastating.
Right. But I mean, just the fact that someone is trying to do this, mm-hmm. whether it works or not in this timeline.
It's already working. Like, I mean, it's already twice as safe as human drivers.
なんかこうどうするつもりなんだろうっていうのはいつも思うよね。やっぱりなんか要はタクシー、まあ最初タクシーかもしれないけど、そこからだって今黒猫大和とかさ人足りてませんじゃん。アマゾンがさみんなすごい頼んで大変なことになってますがなってるわけじゃん。でそしたらトラック長距離のトラックとか、まあそういう業務で運転してるところ全部じゃあ自動運転にしましょうとかさ、 まあそしたら昼休みとかもいらないし効率的ですよねとかなっていくわけじゃん。その時にだから政府はさどうする、そのベーシックインカムの話とかもちゃんと別にすごい切羽詰まって議論してるわけでもないし。
Are you aware of a Democrat candidate for the presidency in the United States running for president for the election next year by the name of Andrew Yang?
I only know about this woman from Hawaii.
Who is that?
I forget her name.
Well, Andrew Yang, so in the United States, this is kind of political, so I apologize in advance, but in the United States, there are a few leading Democrat candidates like Joe Biden. Who else? I mean, there's Bernie Sanders, there's Kamala Harris, there's some of these, Cory Booker. Like, there are a lot of people, you know, trying to run against Donald Trump, who we assume will be running for re-election.
Hmm.
The media has been talking mostly about, you know, certain candidates like Biden, Bernie, or Kamala. Kamala seems to be the favorite for the mainstream media. And they're not really talking about this guy, Andrew Yang. But Andrew Yang is... His whole thing is about this problem, and he thinks it's the main problem. He talks about it quite a bit. And that's definitely, whether or not he is elected, I think he's doing the right thing to draw attention to this oncoming issue, because no one else is really taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And people can dismiss, you know, this presentation or dismiss the potential, you know, the timeline or whatever, but it doesn't matter if it's next year or 2 years or three, it's coming, and it's within just a couple few years, probably.
Yeah.
It's possible, but yeah, there hasn't really been that much done, as far as I can tell, in terms of mitigating the, just calamitous social impact that this is going to have.
I always talk about this, but this image, なんだっけ、ディズニーワールドかエプコットかなんか行った時に、その未来の生活みたいな、なんか絵があって、そこでこう、なんか家族が家にいて、まあみんな、ロボットが家事をやってくれて、料理も作ってくれて、とかなわけじゃん。で、それが、まあ理想として、こうテクノロジーをどんどん開発して、こう人間が楽できるように、人間がもうやりたくないこととか大変な仕事とかをやらなくていいように、じゃあロボットとかにしましょうねってなってるのに、 もうなんかそれを明け渡してしまったらもうそもそも収入がなくなっちゃうっていう、こうなんかそもそもの目的と全然違うじゃないかっていう感じになっちゃうとやっぱり
The issue with driving and autonomous driving is that non-autonomous driving is often fatal, and people are just dying so much in car accidents. It's ridiculous. You know, when I was in the States, I was driving on a highway, I think it's called the 101, but oh my God, people are absolutely bonkers on the highway in the United States these days. I mean, I was shocked. Like, I'm the safest driver ever when I go over there. it's like, wow, I'm so soft compared to all these people on the highway just doing the craziest stuff I've ever seen. And people's cars are falling apart. Nobody has bumpers. Everyone's driving these rusted, like, tan cars with plastic garbage bag windows, and everyone spent all their money on meth and heroin. And the States is crazy. Every time I go back to America, my mind is blown. And I don't understand how the people living there haven't noticed. Right. But pretty much every single time I got out of my car, I was approached by a homeless person who was also a drug addict who had serious problems. And I'd have like two guys walk up to me wearing just straight thug gear, and they're just like, do you have money? It's like, yeah, I have money. Do you have a gun? Like, where are we going with this? Like, no. What, why am I having those sorts of interactions?
Are they just asking for change, or are they trying to mug you? Like, how can you tell the difference?
I think, I don't know whether it's at night or not. I can't, I don't know.
Okay.
But, they're not necessarily that nice about it.
Hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to tell a homeless person to go fuck themselves, you know? So I am nice at first.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was like three times a day.
Hmm.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah. People, it was like that in San Francisco too.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco has been like that for a long time. It's spreading.
It's kind of
not
like
necessarily from San Francisco, but...
But it's like there are a lot of terrace seats, right? Because it's a nice weather and everything. But the moment you sit outside, people will be asking you for money. And I will feel so bad, and it's kind of embarrassing because now I'm like, I'm this idiot, like,
well, you're,
showing off. I don't mean to be like showing 1% my money off or anything. But, you know, I do have enough money to be sitting at this cafe or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And then it's like, should I give my change to this guy, or like, is, you know, like, should I even be interacting with him? Is it safe? Like, I don't even know.
Do you?
So like, what?
Give them money or give them what they're asking for? Or?
It depends. Like, if it feels somewhat safe-ish, and if it depends on what they say too, I guess.
It can be not safe,
but it really,
to not give them money.
But it depends on, I don't know what it, actually, I don't know my own filter. Like, I've, like, sometimes, like, in Europe, they'll come up to you and be like, do you have 1 euro?
Usually in Europe, they'll just steal
and it. Sometimes I'm just like, yes, but I don't know. So I stopped sitting outside at all, and I just didn't know why anyone could be sitting outside because
stop,
it's awkward.
Stop erecting walls around yourself.
It's
how,
like,
rude.
No, but seriously, right?
But everyone's going in these gated communities, and
yeah, exactly.
It's this growing wealth disparity problem, and people say the word gentrification a lot, but it's not doing anything.
Yeah, and
there's a serious drug problem.
I really didn't like it.
A serious drug problem in the United States, and you know, I don't think I have the biggest problem with drug users. I mean, I'm not like the some old Christian lady, like,
yeah,
don't do drugs, you know, something like that. But
you
just gotta be honest. There's a serious problem in the United States with drugs and opiates, and I think part of it. I mean, recently, what was it? A supplier in the pharmaceutical industry was taken to court. Well,
right.
I mean, they will likely be sentenced, maybe not to life, but something quite serious for what they were doing, because they were knowingly, you know, exploiting, essentially supplying pharmacies with drugs while knowing that they were prescribing illegal, inappropriate quantities of this stuff. And then people crush it up and put it into heroin. So then there's like heroin addicts that have fentanyl in their heroin, and then they die or whatever. It's very bad. And it's just been completely out of control. And you can just walk around and just see it. And I watched this movie on the plane on the way back here, partly because of what I sensed was going on. And it was called Beautiful Boy, and it has Steve Carell in it.
Okay.
You know who Steve Carell is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I only knew him from 40-Year-Old Virgin and The Office.
Yeah.
So I was kind of blown away that he's like a legit actor, because he is.
Well, he was really good in The Office, wasn't he? This character development.
He was, but it's very different than being the father of someone who's a meth addict or whatever. It was a very, very deep,
like delicate,
very deep role.
Okay.
Right. It's not easy to pull off.
Hmm. I'll try to watch it when I can hear stuff.
It's kind of an insightful film on some of what's going on.
Hmm.
And it seems like it's affecting like all kinds of people. And one thing in the movie that kind of scared me is, you know, someone is describing what it was like for them to do methamphetamines. And they're like, ever since the day they did it, they have like a hole in themselves. Hmm. And it just nothing feels the same. They're not satisfied with anything. And their brain constantly feels this bit of emptiness because they don't have this high that they once got from this drug.
Hmm.
And it's just like, man, that just sounds so pathological.
It's scary.
Yeah.
まあだからやっぱり教育本当に大事だよね。こう一緒くたにして。
Well, it's the pharmaceutical industry is peddling this stuff like no other. I mean, there's
well, yeah, I mean,
there are people
that are
issue. That are just extremely not helping.
For sure.
If it can be described that way.
次。
A Japanese startup called Preferred Networks has used deep learning to develop autonomous robots capable of organizing a messy room. The AI uses object recognition to label each item as well as figure out how to pick it up and put it where it belongs. The company has released a time-lapse video of two robots cooperating to perform various tasks like placing dirty socks in the hamper, slippers by the genkan, wet wipes on the shelf, and a pen into a pen holder. The robot also tracks the location of all items in the room and can tell its user, if asked, where any object is located. Lastly, the robot can be told to change the location of an object or throw something away if it is no longer needed.
日本のスタートアップ企業 Preferred Networks がディープラーニングを利用して散らかった部屋を片付ける自動ロボットを開発しました。この人工知能は物体認識を活用してそれぞれの物体を分類し、拾い方やどこにしまうかを判断します。公開されたタイムラプス動画では2体のロボットが協力し、汚れた靴下をカゴに入れ、スリッパを玄関に置き、濡れティッシュを棚にしまい、ペン立てにペンを入れる様子が映っています。さらにこのロボットは部屋の中のものをすべてトラッキングしているため、物をなくしてしまってもどこにあるか教えてくれます。また、物を他の場所へ移動したり、いらないものを捨てることも可能です。こんまりロボット。
うん。
こんまりロボット。
It'll throw something away if it no longer brings you happiness.
スパークジョイ。スパークジョイしないものは捨てられちゃう。でもこのなくしたものを探してくれるというか、教えてくれるのは便利そうじゃない？すぐ物なくす人とか。
Mm. If it was wrong, would you get mad at it?
Yeah.
Because you went and looked and it wasn't there. It's like,
yeah. I'd be mad.
This robot doesn't spark joy.
Yeah. You need to throw it away. But, こういうの欲しい。てか、これが欲しい。片付けロボット今すぐ欲しい。
ね。
うん、
How much would you pay for one?
I don't know.
100万 Would you?
It also depends on where you live, right? Like if you live in Hong Kong and you have decent salary, then you probably don't need this.
Oh, because you just have a...
Like maid or...
Servant? Servant? Is servant maid? The right word?
No.
Sounds like a put down.
Yeah. They call it maid, right? Usually.
Yeah.
And it's really cheap. Really, really cheap. Incomparable to here.
You mean in Hong Kong?
Yes.
That's the case in a lot of these, or a lot of Asia, everywhere except for here. Not everywhere, but most places except for here.
I know.
Right?
It's crazy. だから香港とかは共働き、ね、まあ日本も共働き多いわけだけど、今は。香港もみんな共働きだけど、 あのメイドとか何とか気軽に雇えるから別にこう、うん、今日本みたいにお母さんだけがもう死にそうになりながら仕事もやって家事もやって子育てもやってしなくていいんだよね。だ日本はちょっと高いからそんなに気軽にこう頼める感じではない。
Have you watched こんまり?
No. Like her show? No, you have?
No, I have.
Oh, 意外。あの一回 wasn't she on Colbert の Colbert show or something like some late night show?
I don't really watch late night shows.
私もなんかそれを見たわけじゃなくて、多分 YouTube でなんかフィードで上がってて5秒ぐらい見たのね。
うん、
で時間なかったから、でも5秒再生した時のあのスリルな感じ、なんかあのレイトナイトショーで日本語喋ってるゲストがいるっていうのがなんか初めてのことで、うん、なんか自分でもびっくりするぐらい衝撃だった。それが
It really works for her because it's like she's from Japan, she's like the, you know, she's like an alien, right?
そうそうそう。
So if she was speaking English, it's almost likeIf it was like fluent English, it's like how you don't know some magic secret sauce from Japan.
Yeah.
Right?
And しかもなんか彼女の元々の感じ、やっぱりこう日本語喋ってても
her 姿勢 and her
姿勢とか見た目とか声の高さとか、
こけし、
ね、まあね、そうね、とかこう声の高さとか年齢不詳な感じとかのアジア人特有の、なんかこう全てがやっぱりこう確かにね、こう不思議な感じを醸し出す、まあ、日本だと多分別に普通の人だけど、アメリカに行った途端にやっぱりなんか謎の人物感がすごい出るから、それが良かったんだろうなと思うよね。本当
I like her philosophy. It makes a lot of sense. I couldn't really disagree with much of what she says、and a lot of it is not as obvious or as intuitive as you would think、So My girlfriend got me to watch it and I was kind of skeptical, but it makes sense.
So are you throwing away a bunch of stuff that doesn't spark joy?
All of my stuff sparks joy.
Good for you.
No, I don't have a lot of stuff to begin with. And I don't think my habits are that bad or misaligned with what she's saying, but there is a mentality, a way of appreciating the things that you do have and diligence with organizing those things allows you to access them more readily, which increases their value. So if they are important, then they should be organized. And there's just kind of this... explicit lesson on why this is important. And I really think that keeping your room clean, keeping your place clean is necessary for you to have clear thoughts and organize your life. And it's a very strong red flag. If you go to someone's place and they just cannot clean the place, they cannot organize their things.
Yeah.
And then... usually their life is not very well organized either.
Yeah, and it really affects your mental health. Like...
because you're sitting in your own mess. Disorganization.
Yeah.
You know, and people... I mean, that's your most immediate responsibility, right? So if you're not doing that, then you tend to not be in a good position to... criticize other people or worry about
other things. I guess it depends. Like, yeah, but it does affect you mentally. Like, it has been for me because ever since the baby came, like, it's so hard. It's so hard.
You just sound like one of the people.
Not make the mess. And every day I'm like trying to keep this place intact.
It's amazing. Like, she just shows up. I mean, I don't know how much of it is.
I want her to come every day.
Oh, she would just need to come
just
once. That's the whole
the
point.
No, I need her to come every day.
She's not a maid, right? She's like,
of course,
gonna make you do everything.
I know, but I need someone else to do it for me. I'll pay.
No, because that's the wrong mentality about.
でも特にこうあのアメリカだとスペースがすごいあるじゃん。 みんな家に、だからパントリーとかもみんなあって、めっちゃもうゾンビアポカリプス来ても大丈夫ぐらいいっぱい缶とか缶の食べ物とか持ってて、でさらにガレージもあって、ガレージにもめっちゃ物置いてあってとか、なんか物がすごい多いじゃん、まあ、だから特にこんまりメソッドでお片付けしたら、まあ、あ、これ確かにいらないなみたいな、よりたくさんありそう。
But part of what she, I took from what she was saying is just the value in doing the cleaning yourself. And so this, even if you could pay someone else to do it, you're degrading your own mind and your own relationship with things that you have, and you won't, you just are lacking the discipline.
Wow, you're so into this.
I'm not that into
it. You got sucked into it.
It's like, okay, well, I went to American public school, and then I went to some Japanese public school, and it's very clear to me the difference in the students' sense of responsibility when they are made to clean up the classroom and to serve lunch versus in the States, where you're 6 years old and there's a 30-year-old guy cleaning up your mess. Fuck that. You little brat, you clean that shit up. Otherwise, what, where everyone's clean, someone's got to clean up your crap for the rest of your life? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was so normal for me, I didn't even think about it. You know? Even back when I was a child, and even now, but yeah,
I think it's true. I think if they stopped making kids clean at Japanese schools, that everyone would be less useful, less organized. On Sunday, Google privacy engineer Rosa Golijan tweeted a photo of a tablet mounted in the back of a taxi in Japan with the following message: "This taxi tablet is using a face recognition system with an image received by the tablet's front camera. The image data is used to estimate gender in order to deliver the most optimized content. The gender estimation runs once at the beginning of the advertisement program, and the image data is discarded immediately after the estimation processing. Neither the tablet nor the server records the data." A reply to that tweet included an image with a page stating the following: "We deliver optimized content by estimating data such as the customer's age and gender using camera footage, with the following text seeming to leave room for targeted ads based on other characteristics. This page also included an option for the writer to opt out. The service is called Premium Taxi Vision and is operated by DNA."
日曜日、Google のプライバシーエンジニアのロサ・ゴルジンさんが、日本のタクシーに搭載されている広告表示用のタブレットに以下のメッセージが表示されている写真を撮り、いぶかしい顔の絵文字とともにツイートしました。このタブレットはフロントカメラで写真を撮影し、顔認識を行っています。広告の内容を最適化するために性別を見分けています。顔認識は広告が始まる前に一度行われ、撮影した画像はすぐに破棄されます。タブレットやサーバーに画像が記録されることはありません。これは DNA が運営するプレミアムタクシービジョンと呼ばれるサービスで、客の顔を撮影して年齢や性別を判断することで最適な広告を表示するとしています。客側はこれをオプトアウトするオプションもあるとのことです。オプトアウトじゃなくてオプトインする方にしてほしくない？
But
タクシーの広告、
How do you feel about it? Would you?
なんかね、これをツイッターで検索したときに、毎回乗るたんびにシスコの広告を見せられるって言ってる人がいて、自分の顔でなんでシスコなんだろうみたいな。しかもその1個しか見せてくれないみたいな。確かに最適化した結果、毎回同じ広告を見せられるっていうのもさ、逆になんかそれはビジネス的に見てどうなん、効率がいいと言えるのかなっていうのはあるよね、ちょっと。
Well, that person's just not aware that the next time they see that ad, they'll 絶対 buy it. They're just not aware yet.
You just have to watch it 5 times.
It's weird to think that we have businesses like scanning our superficial physical appearance.
Yeah.
And then what we see is very tailored to that. Like, can they scan your face and know that you like Game of Thrones? Or no, like, what do you think they would target you with if you had to guess?
Makeup stuff.
Makeup
easiest,
stuff?
Easiest, right? I'm a woman. Show her some foundation ads.
Yeah.
Done. Easy.
Maybe. Would you buy it?
No.
Maybe you should try it and see what it shows you. See if you're right. Because I think, so the first screen is like, we're just going to check your, what was it, your gender. And then a different screen is like, we're going to check your gender and your age and maybe some other stuff too. So they, whatever that first screen is, they should fix it.
Yeah.
Because that can't be legal. If those two things are talking about the same service, that cannot be legal.
しかも、あの、日本語の情報のを見たら、顔だけじゃなくて、顔と全身って書いてあった。
I'm sure it's probably a wide-angle camera.
でしょ？だから、
体も映してる。And they'll probably analyze everything. And they can, you know, they already have facial recognition technologies that they could incorporate that can detect blushing, like Asian glow. They'll know if you're intoxicated or not. They can analyze your jawline and determine your endogenous hormone levels. Like your level of masculinity can be estimated by artificial intelligence. They can analyze the shape of your head and place you on the autism spectrum. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff from visual data. We just don't see it. But at this point, the machines are seeing a lot of things that we can't see. A lot of very private information that, you know, you wouldn't want other people to have.
それぐらい技術が発達していて、その今マイケルが羅列したようなことまで分かるっていう時代に、広告の最適化なんていうどうでもいいことを理由にして、その技術をあなたの顔で使いますよって言われた時に、OK って何も思わない、まあ人もいるだろうけどもちろん、ただなんか何も思わないことを期待されてると思うと若干ちょっと、なんだろうね、トーンデフというか、なんか分かってないのかなって思っちゃうけど。
I think it could be really effective, this technology.
I hate it.
It could sell a lot of shit.
I'm sorry, but like...
It could sell a lot of stuff.
I'm sorry, but like, you get on a cab... And taxi ride is not cheap either. So you pay for it, and then you have to watch this ad.
Same with
the
train.
And you have to allow these people to take a picture of you. That's fucked up.
Well, if I get on the plane, I can spend $1,500 on a plane, and they still scan my dick and balls and send it to the CIA, you know?
And actually, この間あの飛行機もさ、アメリカでなんかツイート話題になってたよね。あの顔認証を勝手に使ってる。I forget the details.
Oh, they are doing that. Yeah, they're doing that all over the place. Yeah, you don't. When you get on airplanes, you don't show your boarding pass anymore. They just
right.
You're in line holding your boarding pass, and then it scans your face, and it's like, what? Oh, so I don't need this? No, they're like, get on the plane. It's fine.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's already a thing. Also, at immigration, they're doing that as well. They're doing that for security.
それでこうやっぱり、まあ、日本とかアメリカみたいな国だと、まあ、自分は別に悪いことしてないし、それが何が問題なのか分かんない。心配してる人は犯罪者なんじゃないのとかいう人が絶対いるんだけど、いや、インドとか中国を見てみなよっていうね。政府が変わっただけで、じゃあどういうことになるか。過去にこういう発ツイッターでこういうこと書いてるから、もうあなたパスポート取り上げます、あなたもう旅行できませんとか、そういうことが簡単に起こるわけじゃん。で、実際に起きてるわけだから。
Well, the Chinese thing is bananas. The social credit score system.
Yeah, in India too.
Are they doing they have a similar system?
Yeah. だからパスポートがまずもらえないとか、そもそも。だからそういう。
But they do that in the Middle East a lot as well.
It's like a dystopian world.
Yeah, the Middle East confiscates people's passports from traveling, you know, to work from Southeast Asia after being lied to about how much they would make, and then they basically are enslaved there.
だからこういうの簡単にね、なんか、まあ別にいいんじゃないっていうのはナイーブだと思うけど。
How can you stop it, though? If it would sell that much shit, it's just going to fly straight through. But I think we kind of lose our autonomy. We kind of lose track of what we want.
Yeah, that's the thing. こういうふうになんかぬるっとさ、どんどん自分たちのアートノミーがなくなるわけじゃん。自分の顔を撮影されたり、それこそさっきマイケルとみたいにチンコを撮影されたりすることに対して、あ、もう、あ、そっか、もう慣れちゃった。これは普通です。あ、いいや、いいや、みたいな。っていうふうになってきちゃってるから。それがなんか、本当にちゃんとした理由ならいいんだよ、別に。なんかわからんけど。だけど、その、この広告の最適化みたいなのはもう本当に、だって別に最適化してくれって頼んでないし私みたいな。
You know, it's funny. We complain about this sort of thing when humans do it. Like, don't just cut any assume like based on what I'm wearing or how it, like it can be offensive if people take their assumptions too far. We'd prefer that people,
yeah,
you know, be patient enough to just find out or ask or something like that. And now we have machines doing it to us, kind of stereotyping us, and then.
Well, that's annoying too, right? That's why I always lie to them. Like most relevant ads に対してもこれは全然 relevant じゃないとか押していつもやってるよ。
Another effect that this is happening is, you know, as everyone has sort of unique, single serving, personalized news feeds, streams of information, and we start to have diverging experiences. So if I was walking through Shibuya and every billboard, TV screen, ad on various things, buildings, stores, vehicles, if all of those ads that I saw were unique to me, and then if you walked through the same place at the same time, you saw a completely different smorgasbord of advertising nonsense, each person is living in this distinct, irreconcilable world, because advertising is always embedded with value messaging, and it's you know, hitched on to some kind of value judgment or some branding message, right?
Yeah.
And so companies will drive people further and further apart as they try to tune their product into the minds of each person and hopefully establish a feedback loop where that person and that advertisement are nodding simultaneously and a transaction occurs.
Yikes.
Right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But the facial recognition thing is effective. It's fast.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
When
it's used to sell me shit that I don't even want or need.
When I flew into LAX and got in line for immigration, they had... It must have been over 1,000 people in line for immigration. And there's three fat idiots. That's a bit rude. There's three respectable, slightly overweight immigration officers stamping, you know, people's stuff. For like, literally, there's like 1,000 people in line.
Yeah.
And finally get towards the front. It's been at least an hour. And then one of them goes on break. And the guy in front of me is just looks around. He's like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
And I when I flew into Japan to get through immigration, not everyone goes to the same line. And if you have a Japanese passport, you step in front of this thing and it scans your face and you go through and you don't even interact with a person, I don't think. I mean, maybe you do briefly. But I wasn't complaining about facial recognition then. Because, oh my goodness, LAX is the worst after O'Hare. No, O'Hare's... No, LAX is the worst and then O'Hare. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. まだその理由によるよね。
I for security, it makes more sense to me than for selling crap.
Oh, for sure. Easily. Yeah. 文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリでゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題今もやっています。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式ウェブサイトではストアもあるのでぜひチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。